our theme music, so we get to get started with the Aging Well Together show. I am so excited. I always say that, but I'm super, super excited about today's show. We're going to have such an informative show. I have new friends. They've been my best friends for 5, maybe 8 minutes now. We have Colby Wilkinson and Ileana Horner. Did I say those right? Great. From the G-Day. The G-Day is a new organization dedicated to helping individuals with disabilities attend sporting events and other community activities with the assistance of peers. It is a place for friendship, freedom, and community. And I am so excited for what we're going to learn today about the G-Day. Which, should we say what it stands for? It stands for the good day. And our goal is to make sure that everyone has a good day. I want to say make it a great day, but I want everyone to have a good day through the Aging Well Together show. As always, before we start our show, we want to give a shout out to WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro on 103.5 FM for hosting our weekly Aging Well Together show. The Aging Well Together show is brought to you by the always helpful team at the Orange County Department on Aging. Please join us each week as we interview special guests like today to share information, resources, insights, and stories about the opportunities for aging well together. You can catch us live every Thursday, except for I'm not going to be live next Thursday on Halloween, so you're going to catch us live or recorded every Thursday from 2 to 3, and you can always stream us live through WCOMFM.org, or you can listen to any of our previous shows, aka our podcasts. This is episode 59, and so much love and respect and gratitude to Marilyn Hoyle at the Orange County Department on Aging. There was a request to put our episode numbers on the website so we can say, hey, go to episode 59 for learning about the G-Day. Or we can go to other episodes. All September was all about Falls Prevention Month. So anyway, go to our website to hear our podcast. The Orange County Department on Aging is wonderful for hosting it, and their website is... This is where you get your paper and pencil if you're not driving. www.orangecountync.gov/aging. orangecountync.gov/aging. And on the website, not only can you find links to our Aging Well Together radio show, you can also find a host of other helpful resources about services in Orange County, North Carolina. And if you have questions about any of the resources that we discuss on any of the shows, or if you want to suggest a topic for an upcoming show, you can either call the Department on Aging at 919-968-2070, or feel free to email me. I have a great, simple, but long email address, and it is agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. Or like our wonderful listeners today, I'm so excited. They reached out to WCOM directly. I should know that email. I'll say the call-in number. But okay, so go to WCOMFM.org and you can send an email. And that's what our guest today did. They reached out and said, hey, we love to talk about this new organization on one of the shows. And I said, I'm in. We want to hear about this. So please reach out, listeners. I am scheduling now for 2025, our 2025 season. So would love to hear about what organizations do you want to learn about in our area, what topics, or are there special people to highlight? As always, you heard just a few moments of music in the beginning. And for those who were listening to the previous show, we never know what kind of, this was a funkier, I don't know, banjo music before? I don't know. It's always interesting music that leads into ours. But we have the great Carrboro Bass Band, the Robert Bradford Quartet. They let us use their original music for our opening and our closing, their original song, Mayfly. You'll hear a lot more about it at the end of the show. But thank you to the Robert Bradford Quartet. Who you will not hear from today is my fabulous co-host, Alicia Reed. Alicia, if you are listening, get back to work. Alicia, as you all know, our loyal listeners, she is the amazing community volunteer. She does all kinds of wonderful things for our county. And right now, she is working the elections. It is early voting time, and she is working, we learned on last week's show. She's at the Department of Social Services in Hillsboro, the DSS in Hillsboro, is one of the early voting sites. So Alicia is one of the great folks there. So go make sure you vote. And if you vote at the DSS in Hillsboro, you can say hi to Alicia and tell her we miss her so much. But she'll be back, well, I guess November 7th, right? The election's November 5th. So the Thursday after that is November 7th. So we miss you, Alicia. All right, real quick for me, I am Heather Altman. I've spent over 25 years working in aging services and supports. I help older adults and their families connect with resources in our community. I'm a caregiver for older family members, and at 54, I'm focusing on my own changing needs, so I am super invested in how we are all aging well together. But through my other work, especially my work with the North Carolina Serious Illness Coalition, we work a lot with the disability community and folks with disabilities of all ages. And so I'm incredibly excited to make new friends who are going to tell us about some neat opportunities here in Orange County, but we're going to find out where they do it. But all right, I will stop talking, and I'm getting all these fun smiles from our new guests. Our great guests this week, as I said, we have Colby Wilkinson and we have Eliana Horner from the G-Day, the meaningful new nonprofit. It's in Chapel Hill, which aims to foster an inclusive community. I don't want to tell too much because, like, that's what you're going to tell us. But all right, welcome Colby and Eliana. You want to say hi? They're looking at each other. You can say hi, Eliana.
Hi.
It's great to have you here. And Colby?
Hi, hello. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited today.
Yeah, I'm excited to have both of you. Before we talk about the G-Day, we always ask our guests. See, I'm having such a G-Day today that I'm talking too fast, but we always ask our guests to tell us a little bit about themselves. So, Colby, do you want to go first? Where are you from? How you got interested in the disability world? Your favorite color?
Yeah, I can go first. Eliana's laughing at me over
here. She is laughing. She has the best smile, and she's been cracking up. Sometimes I wish it was a TV show, not a radio show, so the guests could see.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. She's just always full of joy. I actually moved here in August of this year. I moved down here from Alaska, actually.
Okay, clearly I did not do any stalking of you, so I did not know that. Wow. Okay, I have a lot of questions. Go on.
Yeah, so the reason I came down here, I was recruited by my brother, who was living at the G house at the time, and he was engaged, getting married, and he's now moving to Washington, D.C. So they were looking for, I guess you could say, his replacement.
And he said, I know someone.
Yeah, yeah. So he gave me a call. He gave me a great pitch on what the G House is, and he talked about how there's this new organization they're wanting to start called the G-Day. And kind of my background, I've been working with people with disabilities ever since I was in middle school. I was a peer tutor when I was in middle school, all throughout high school. The work I was doing in Alaska, I was working with kids with autism. And so I've just loved it my entire life. And I also have a background in entrepreneurship. Since a young age, I was a shoe reseller.
A shoe reseller?
I resell shoes.
Do you still do that? Because I love me some shoes, but go on.
A little bit. You'll talk to me after the show. We can see.
I will.
Always selling. I would get limited and hard to buy shoes. I just had good connections, and then when they would sell out, I'd get them and then sell them for more money. I did it all throughout high school. And the reason I bring this up is because my brother mentioned that, you know, they're looking for someone not only who has experience with people who working with people with disabilities, but also someone who kind of has like a business entrepreneurial background to create this organization. So that's kind of where I stepped in. That's why I decided to move 4,000 miles, and that's why I'm here.
I have followed. Ileana, did you know the story about Colby and the shoes?
Yes.
Has he gotten you any shoes?
Mm-hmm. He helped Esquire buy me shoes.
Yeah.
My birthday.
For your birthday, you got some shoes?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. This is a whole new connection here. But so where, I can't let this Alaska thing, you can't just like throw that down and me walk away from that. But so where in Alaska were you living?
I was living in Anchorage, the main city there. I saw today that it was 18 degrees there, and so I'm not missing that. It's very nice out here.
I was gonna say, yeah. How are you adjusting to the climate difference here? It's lovely here. We're having a beautiful fall day.
Yeah, I mean this is summer for me. The hottest it gets there is around 70. So this is
well, and you moved here in August, so you experienced a North Carolina summer.
Yes,
I did. Were you like, or at least the hottest part of where you're like, I want to go back to Alaska.
It was a struggle adjusting, but I feel adjusted now.
Okay. So. And are you from Alaska? Are you and Braden from Alaska?
We are not. No. I moved up there for work. I worked there for about 4 or 5 years.
Okay. So. I have so many questions. All right. And then Ileana, do you want to share a little bit about you?
I've been at the tree house for 1 year now.
Okay, so you've been at the G House for a year. Are you from Chapel Hill?
I'm from North Carolina. Then I moved to Virginia. Now I came back.
Okay, so you were in North Carolina, and then where were you before? You went somewhere else?
Virginia.
Okay.
Virginia.
Oh, and you were in Virginia. Oh, wow. Okay, so you came back here to North Carolina, and then we're going to learn all about the G House. Is there anything else you want to share? And you're from North Carolina originally?
Yes.
Yes. All right. I was trying to think. I was like, any other surprises? Like, you used to sell shoes like Colby?
No.
All right. So which of you wants to, I mean, now we already have questions. What is the G Day and what's the G House? I feel like there's a lot there. Which do you want to start with? Let's start with the organization. What is the G Day? Who wants to share it? Ileana, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The G Day,
She's looking at Colby.
She always gives me that look when she wants me to chime in. The G-Day, we're an organization. We have two main focuses with the G-Day. One is that we host events that promote inclusivity. And that's really what I love about the G-Day is it is for everybody. It's not just for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
We host these events where everybody comes together and we're able to enjoy everybody's company. And so we have that like event aspect. And then we also are really working hard on supported employment and where we can provide job opportunities for people with disabilities. We recently partnered with a big printing company, and so we're able to work with people with disabilities, give them job coaching, give them good experience, and that's in the comfort of their own home right now at the G House.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure out which direction to go in, because I had a question wondering, well, I'm just going to ask it. Are you connected? There are some other organizations in Orange County that also do supportive employment. So do you have partner organizations? I'm thinking like Extraordinary Ventures, I think is what it's called. I don't want to, I have a history of saying like completely incorrect things. So I'm trying to watch if I don't want to say wrong names.
Yeah. So We are currently working with B3 Coffee. That's another.
I was going to ask about B3, and I will tell you, I, even though this is radio and not television, I have a B3 Coffee t-shirt, and I think it's in the laundry or something because I couldn't find it, and I wanted to wear it today because I was wondering if you were connected. A good friend of mine works there, so.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, exciting news is that we're currently working on a t-shirt order for B3 through our supported employment program.
All right. Well, I'll get another t-shirt then.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so you do have other partnerships around, and then for any employers that are looking, are you looking for, listening, are you looking for other employers that are looking for workers? No?
No, that's a great question. The kind of the collaboration that we're looking for in the community is we are able to provide any printed product you can think of. We do custom t-shirts, mugs, hats. We even print on dominoes. We print on dominoes.
You know, I'm glad you're clarifying what kind of printing. I think when I first heard it, I thought about the show The Office. Like, I was thinking about, like, you know, brochures and paper products. I didn't even think about, like, swag, like mugs and dominoes. I don't know where that's coming from. Somebody wanted a domino, but that's cool.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. That's our biggest seller. But, yeah, so we kind of with our business plan on the vocational aspect of things is to, one, do business to business. So we mm-hmm. create merchandise for these businesses. We've been reaching out to, you know, companies who share similar values that we have, such as B3 Coffee. We have several other meetings throughout the next week as we're kind of just getting the ball rolling with this. But we're able to, you know, produce these items for them at a great cost because our focus isn't making profit. It's our focus is providing job opportunities, work experience for these people with disabilities.
Okay. I am so excited to talk afterwards. I'm a connector. Like literally when you do those, that's funny. I'm a connector. But no, like that was my former title was Community Connections, and I'm already thinking of, you just got here, but I've been in this community for almost 30 years. I'm like, ooh, I'm already thinking about different businesses, local businesses that I'll connect you with to do some printing.
Awesome.
So you have a whole employment. Ileana, are you working right now?
Kind of.
Where do you work?
I am the outreach person for the G-Day.
Okay, so you're the outreach person for the G-Day. What do you do in that role?
I reach out to volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And under people.
Yeah. Your different volunteers. Do you work, because I had some time on your website last night. Do you connect with people? Do you call them? Do you text them? Do you do things on your, because you have a neat website. And there's a lot of cool pictures of you. When you came in the door, I was like, I know you. I saw these pictures of you. How do you find your volunteers?
We go to USC campus.
Nice.
And pass out wristbands.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know. I love these wristbands. Listeners, again, because it's a radio show, not a TV, they gave me one of the wristbands. It says, promise, hashtag the G-Day, and I'll have you describe what that is. So I love that you're going to UNC campus. I would think that you would, just like B3 Coffee came out of the a UNC partnership. Have the UNC students been supportive?
Yes. We have maybe 15 volunteers from USC.
Great. Well, and we've got so you have 15 volunteers from UNC, and right, you know, you have Durham Tech has a campus here in Orange County, not too far away. You've got, I mean, I'm a big Tar Heel. Colby, are you used to the big university rivalry? So I'm a Tar Heel. I'm not a Duke person, but Duke is not too far away. I guess you could include them too.
I don't know about including. Well, we're very inclusive.
I know you are inclusive. Oh my gosh, that is kind of funny.
About Duke.
We just like hit the level of it's important to be inclusive. Except, no, I would Duke folks, we love you. And we've had a number of Duke people come on. So we say that with some giggles. All right, so you're the outreach coordinator for the G-Day. All right, good. Are you also going to help with the printing?
Maybe.
Maybe. She's looking at Colby like, I don't know, is he going to make me do it? So tell us about, so you talked about your two big activities, which is having events, inclusive events, and then also having your business ventures and having supportive employment. Tell me about the G House, because that's what you were recruited for. And Ileana, I think you live at the G House. What is, I've not heard about it. I'm embarrassed. What's the G House?
So the G House, that's right now, that's where me and Ileana live. It's not a group home. It's not assisted living. It's a house that provides support.
She's laughing.
She's just laughing at me.
She's already good.
I'm talking with my hands. I think that's what's making her laugh.
Oh, I'm a big hand talker.
But we provide housing for people with disabilities that really promotes independence for them.
And so, and it's not... I'm going to ask it. So it's not a group home. And I ask because I work with older adults to find supportive housing. And interesting, I spent all morning looking at family care homes, which are group homes for older adults who houses with six and under. And so was looking at places in Chapel Hill and Durham. So how does that, again, some of this we can have online, offline. I'm going to have all kinds of questions. So how does that work? Because there's only so many people, I know, zoning restrictions, there's only so many non-related people that can live together. Like, how does that work?
I'm definitely not the guy to ask about zoning restrictions.
No. Okay, I probably know a lot more.
So right now we have me and another friend of ours that lives there, and they call us like the coaches. So we make sure everyone's doing all right. If there's something they need in the night, they can text or call us. And then we have, upstairs living across the hall from me is, I think he's 20 or 21, an adult with autism. And then downstairs we have Ileana and Gunner, who have cerebral palsy, and so the house is very accessible for them. And we're currently in the works of expanding, and we're hopefully by January, we're hoping to have another person move in with us.
Very interesting. All right, we won't say too much more because I want to make sure you're okay with permitting and zoning and all that stuff. I don't want you to, what's the word? Implicate yourself? But yeah, it's really, and you're, well, we'll talk about, so you're here in Orange County. Okay, because you don't have to say whether you're in Orange County or Chapel Hill or Carrboro, unless you want to, and we'll just make sure it's all we, yeah. So are you in Chapel Hill?
Yes, we are in Chapel Hill.
All right. Well, this is wonderful. All right. I love, and also because I have a friend who's looking for supportive housing for her son, and did you realize Monday, November 4th? Did you realize there's the Inclusive Housing Summit going on?
I did not.
All right.
We'll have to check that out.
All right. I'm going to pull up my email and I will share some information. So I know that there's the Hope Group. There have been folks in the community for many years. A lot of them are parents of children, of now adult children with disabilities. And so this issue of having more housing, and I looked on your website, because I did do a little, I had no idea you were from Alaska, but I looked on your website and it talked about two big issues that the G-Day works to address. I mean, you talked about your initiatives, but one had to do with a lack of housing. So, and the other one had to do with staffing. So tell me what you can about this kind of big picture about this issue of housing issues and people with disabilities and what you see out in the world.
So I think Ileana's smiling at me again.
She is. There's like a lot happening. She's like, you do it.
I'm going to kind of put her on the spot because we've talked about this a couple times. I think it would be great to hear Ileana's story on how she felt when she first moved into the G House and how she is feeling about it now.
All right.
Last year, real my parents told me I'm about to move. I was nervous.
Yeah.
I didn't want to move.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. And do your parents live nearby?
In the Raleigh area.
Your parents are in the Raleigh area. Okay, so you were nervous. And what was it like first moving in?
I was very shy.
Yeah.
I knew Dyer from Bocce Ball.
Oh, so you knew one of the other members, did you say from Bocce Ball?
Yeah.
Oh, go on. My dad's really into playing bocce, and I met someone the other day who's really into playing bocce, so... All right, that's a whole other line of questions. So you knew someone in the house.
And after a couple months, I get used to being there.
Yeah?
I can be independent as possible.
You can be as independent as possible. And I'm sure that, well, I don't know if your parents are listening, but is it nice to have more independence? Oh, wait, now she's really smiling. From your parents?
Yes.
Can I ask how old you are?
23.
You're 23?
Yeah.
So you're the same age as my daughter, and she's almost 23, and she would agree with you completely. And she lives out in Colorado, but yeah, it's nice to be out on your own. And how does it feel now?
I feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
When you're almost.
She's smiling.
We always have fun at the dream house. Everyone.
I'm sure it is a lot of fun. And I'm sure, I like how Colby says, oh, and they text us in the middle of the night if they need anything. So do you make Colby like, what do you make him do? Do you make him like, I would be like, Colby, I'd like some microwave popcorn right now. That's what I would ask.
No.
No, she does very well. Sometimes she might need some water, but that's about it. She's very independent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times I'm like going to help her and I'm like, oh wait, like I don't need to do this. Like she's got it and mm-hmm. she just takes care of it.
Mm-hmm. And listeners can't see you, Ileana, and so I hope it's okay that I share. So you are in a chair. It's a motorized wheelchair, right?
Yes.
And it's like a super cool blue. I have to get up for a second. I can't tell if it's a Tar Heel blue. It's more of like a fluorescent aqua blue. It's really cool.
Thank you.
And so you're able to get around with that. And then is the house accessible?
Yes, it's very accessible. So we have lifts in each of their rooms. So if they need to get out of their chair, they're able to do so very easily. All the bathrooms are accessible. We have ramps going up to the house, making sure, you know, the doors don't have big lips, all that sort of stuff.
And so you're able to manage it all for the most part on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because as you said, it's not a group home. It's not support. Do you have a direct support professional that helps at all?
I have five.
Is that someone's
name? She
has
five of them.
You have five of them. Whoa. All right. So we're going to talk about that. And so they come at different times to help?
Yes.
All right. I'm learning so much from you, and I'm learning a lot because I'm doing this event next week, really interestingly, talking about, I come from more the aging space, so older adults and caregivers for older adults, but we're having a joint panel. We're all in this together, where we're bringing direct service providers for older adults and direct service providers for individuals with disabilities. We're bringing family caregivers. We're bringing adults with disabilities together. We're bringing parents of children who are medically complex. And so I guess I should do a quick shout out. So folks, if you're listening next week on Wednesday the 30th, go to www.ncsicoalition.org. And that stands for the North Carolina Serious Illness Coalition. And we've got a 3-day symposium. It's only from 12 to 1:30 each day. But the first day, next Wednesday the 30th, is all about individuals and their caregivers, their family caregivers, and direct service talking about what kind of policy and advocacy and program changes. So this is, so I've made some other friends recently, and this is so, like, your timing was great for Braden to reach out. So
absolutely. Okay. That's awesome.
So other things about the G House. So now, so you've been there now for a year.
Yes.
Almost. Okay. Are you the only woman?
For one now.
Yeah. How is that?
For right now.
How is it living with a bunch of guys? You can tell me after. She's smiling.
We don't need to have that on the air, do we?
Yeah, all right.
No.
Because I got that. I was like, oh, I wonder, that might be interesting. Well, seriously, make them make popcorn for you. Put them to work.
I get along with males better.
You get along with who better?
Males.
Oh, with males better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, my daughter might say the same thing. I don't know if she's listening in Colorado, but that's how she dealt with Mean Girl World back in the middle school and everything. She just kept having guy friends. But I love that you're happy at the G House. And so, Colby, you're the newest resident of the G House.
I am, yes.
How is it for you?
I love it. It's such a beautiful home. We it feels like a family. It really does. Ileana all the time calls me her brother.
Yeah.
We're just one big happy family.
How does your own brother feel? And your own brother's leaving you, right? He's going to DC, or has he already gone to DC?
He's gone to DC. Yeah.
Is he listening to us? Brayden, are you streaming us live?
He better be.
He better be. Okay. So now you're in his room.
I am. Yeah, okay. I made sure he cleaned it before he left and everything.
But. Well, so we talked about, so housing, we were just starting to talk about it. It's, I mean, are there a lot of other options? I would think that was one of the issues you wanted to address, was this lack of housing. I mean, there's lack of housing in general. There's a lack of affordable housing. But housing that is accommodating and supportive for folks with disabilities, is this, I mean, I would think this is a really big issue. You have it on your website as one of the two big issues.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're also looking to do, is we're looking to expand the G House. There's been, and this isn't my expertise. We have a couple other people that are working specifically on the housing development. And, you know, hopefully soon we'll be able to turn the G House into the G community, where there's a lot of available houses, within our community.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a good time to do a shout out for this program. So literally on November 4th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill. Kobe, do you know where the Friday Center is? It's on 54 right near Meadowmont. Anyway, you should learn where it is. It's great.
Okay.
The Friday Center, it's a conference center connected to UNC, and there is the 2024 Inclusive Housing Summit. I will make sure to send this. I don't have your email, but I have your brother's. I'll email it to him. Building for an Inclusive Future, and the objective of the Inclusive Housing Summit is to explore models of inclusive living for all ages and abilities and advocate for their development and funding in North Carolina. And they're exploring how the built environment can enable or disable, and how to create communities where everyone can be as independent, I'm looking at Ileana, because you talked about the importance of that, as independent as possible for as long as possible. So I need to, y'all need to go to that.
Absolutely. That's a great connection.
This is so right up your alley, because you're working on it. It'd be interesting for you to meet with other folks literally here in Chapel Hill and Orange County trying to create more housing options. So yay for that. The other big issue is, which is huge in the care world, is this lack of supportive staffing. What have you learned in the few months being in this world, though you've been doing a lot of it out in Alaska? What's your sense about staffing and how you're trying to address that?
I think that the biggest thing to address the staffing that we're doing right now is we're hosting these events. And what these events are doing are it's showing people that, look, you can get paid really well to go take someone to a UNC volleyball game. You can get paid to go to the state fair. Like, it is such an amazing job to have. And we're showing that through these events.
Well, tell us more about the events, because I thought these were volunteer activities that you were having people, but these are actually paid jobs also that, well, the direct service provider. Okay, you talk.
Yeah, to clarify, we are not paying our volunteers. But we're showing them, like, if you, you know, become a direct support professional, you can take the person that you work with to events like these, and you're getting paid while attending these events.
Got it. So it's sort of an appetizer or teaser to learn about the field, learn about having meaningful activities with others, and then consider it as a possible career choice. So tell me about some of these events. Ileana?
In September, we went to the UNC Volleyball Day.
The UNC Volleyball Day? Okay, cool. Was that a series of games?
No, one game.
Okay. Was it, did we win?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What about other events?
Last week, Saturday, we went with 35 people to the state fair.
I saw that there was something. Brayden had mentioned that you had an activity recently at the state. So I've been clueless. So the state fair has already started, right? Is it the last
week? It has, yeah.
So 30, did I hear that right? 35 of you went to the state fair last week?
Yeah.
How, like, did you all go around together? I wasn't sure because I didn't know if you had an event at the state fair or you all went together. Like, I was picturing, did you have a tent there or...
Maybe what next year. This year, we got to everyone together. Mm-hmm. Part of our events, we make shirts for everyone with the good day messaging, and we focus on building that community, doing these events together as a community. And so all the fair tickets were provided. And we split off into groups. We had like a G-Day scavenger hunt challenge throughout the fair. And it was really, the main focus was just to enjoy each other's company and spend time together.
Was this your first time, was this your, let's see, I'll ask Ileana, was this your first time going to the North Carolina State Fair?
First time by myself.
First time by yourself without your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking you'd probably gone because you're from here. Colby, was this your first North Carolina State Fair?
This was, yes.
Yeah, because it's, I try to go every year. I need to quickly figure that out. I think I've almost missed my window. So it's like, what'd you think?
It's awesome.
Do they have an Alaska State Fair?
They do.
Is it similar?
It's pretty similar, yeah. Oh, okay. They have to host it a little earlier than now because of weather restrictions, but.
Do they have cheeseburgers on Krispy Kreme donuts at the State Fair?
In the Alaska one?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ileana, what did you eat something fun? Did you have
a foot long corn?
Oh, I love the foot long corn dogs.
Yeah.
Did you have chocolate covered bacon?
No.
Did you have a fried Oreo?
No.
Did you have, let's see, walking tacos? I get that there.
No.
Yeah, and I do get the, did you get a biscuit? That they might not have in Alaska.
Oh, I didn't know about the biscuits.
No. Oh, yeah. They do the country ham biscuits, which I find too salty. But I like just, there's a lot of biscuit places. And then I'm, okay, well, now this is becoming the cheeseburger Krispy Kreme donut thing. All right, so you had the footlong hot dog, which is actually not bad. Like, that's a pretty healthy. Did you have fried dough or anything else? You had to have something else unhealthy.
No. Yeah. A couple people had an interesting couple did you?
What did they have? They had some other interesting things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun. So how did you find the volunteers to go with you?
It was a struggle because they were on fall break.
Oh, that's right. Because you do most of your recruiting at UNC and it was fall break. Oh, yeah. I mean, because how long has the G-Day been around as an organization?
A couple of months.
Just a couple months. So you're really working hard now to get volunteers. Who founded the G-Day? Did Brayden found it or did you found it? Who started it? Here, I'm doing that.
Brayden was, he took me to all of the home games for the men's basketball team. We bonded over.
Oh, you met during the men's basketball team and you bonded with Brayden there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's looking at Colby, and Colby's like, I don't know. Colby, do you actually know the origin story? Because you were not, like, you weren't nodding one or the other. I'm like, do you know how they met?
I'm not sure how they met, but they are both, like, diehard, crazy UNC basketball fans.
So did you and Brayden start the organization together? Are you one of the founders?
Yes.
Yeah. I did not know that. Very cool. So the two of you bonded over men's basketball and said, let's create an organization for others to enjoy it too?
One of the peers with at the treehouse saw how much fun I was having.
Mm-hmm. Are your parents, I know they see how much fun you're having. Are they nervous? Did they have a hard time having you move into a new place?
No.
Do they visit a lot?
I go home once a week.
Oh, you go home once a week. I just visited my daughter in Colorado, and I'm sad I don't get to visit her more. So, but that's nice that they're close by.
I met Brady. He and the Heels Up program at USC, which focus help people with disabilities go to college classes.
I was wondering about that. So are you taking some college classes also?
Yes.
Yes. At UNC?
No.
Where are you taking classes?
Wake Tech.
At Wake Tech?
Yes.
Yes, because that's not too far either. I'm sorry, I give a shout out to Durham Tech because I know it's close by, but Wake Tech, because Wake Tech is probably closer even to your parents in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Okay. Raleigh's so far away from me that I'm like, I think I'm very, what's the word, provincial? Like, I think about what's in Orange County. So you created this, and the organization, it's a 501c3, right? Like, it's a, is it? I'm looking at, or Colby's looking at me. Like, it's an official nonprofit.
We are not official yet. We are in the works with that.
See, I have all kinds of questions. Yeah, so because where does your funding come from right now?
The parents that live with us.
Mm-hmm. The parents that are supporting. So right now, I get it. So you're kind of a private, you're in the process of getting your nonprofit. So folks mm-hmm. can donate, but they can't get the tax write-off yet. But I'm sure that's coming. You no wonder why Brayden reached out. You really are a brand new organization, and
yes,
you're launching.
Yes, wow. The state fair on last Saturday was our second official event. So
what was your first? The volleyball.
The volleyball game. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So have you gotten hooked up? And I can't help you with this, but have you gotten hooked up with men's basketball tickets to be able to go?
We are definitely in the works on our next event. Yeah. Maybe we're planning, so our initial goal is to do one event per month. So maybe that could be our December or January event.
I know, and forget men's basketball, go to women's basketball, right? There's all
absolutely.
This, and then in the spring, right? Is it the spring or is it the fall? The women's soccer, they're really good. It's the fall, so then that's right now. So you gotta go to women's soccer, you gotta go to men's basketball, women's basketball. What are the other... I'm not a big baseball in the spring, right? I like other stuff. I would like the stuff like if you go to the Auckland Museum and do like my daughter loves going to the museum on campus at UNC. So I'm a crafty person. I like arts and crafts stuff. So I, you know, do something crafty or food. I like food. I like crafts. I'm really bummed I missed the state fair activity. Sporting events, okay.
Yeah, and we're all about the community. And so after each G-Day event, we send out a survey to all of our members asking, you know, what do they want to see in the future? So we can kind of cater to the interest of our community. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not just limited to sporting events or mm-hmm. whatever it is. We're open for anything.
Sorry, I mean, it's an inclusive community because how many members do you have and what qualifies to be a member of the G-Day?
We have about We cap it at 40 people.
Oh, you're capping it at 40 people.
It's event.
So our first two events, we had around 40 people per event.
Are you capping it just from being able to manage it, or in terms of like how many tickets you had and things like that?
At the moment, it was just the number that felt right, how we would be able to manage everything. We want as many people as possible to join our community to be able to experience these events. Mm-hmm. So as we continue to grow, we'll continue to grow our ability to host more people with our events.
And to be a member, what qualifies? Do you have to have a disability, or is it your UNC volunteers that are also? So what makes, like, can I just say, make me a member? Like, how does one become a member?
Anyone can become a member. There's, you know, we're all about inclusivity. It's not just for someone with a disability. It's not just for UNC students. It's for whoever wants to enjoy the company of our community.
Okay. Have you already reached the cap, Ileana? Like, or can more, because you said you have a cap of 40. Do you still have more spots if people are listening and want to join?
Yes.
And how do they join? How would they connect with you?
So they can connect with us we do a lot of marketing through our Instagram.
Oh.
We have our own website.
And what's the website?
TheGday.org.
So it's the THE, and I found it yesterday, so I was on it. Because I was looking all over, I was trying to find it, and then I realized Brayden emailed it to me. Why am I looking so hard? So it's the G is literally the letter G, mm-hmm. theGday.org. And so you can find that. What's your Instagram handle?
Team G-Day? I'm going to pull it up so I give the actual.
Because I know there's a Facebook, I think, also. Did I see a Facebook site? I was trying to get into it, but I couldn't tell.
We do not have a Facebook. No.
I think there was like a shout out. Or so I got very confused because Facebook took me down a rabbit hole, and I was like, what am I doing? I went back to the email. Okay, so you've got Instagram, and it's at Team
G-Day. TEAMGDAY.
I will follow you. I am at Aging Altman, by the way. Okay. So, and I haven't started one. I need to start one for the Aging Well Together show. One of the other DJs has it, but so I'll follow you.
Awesome.
So I do want to ask about the vocational aspects a little bit. I know we started to talk about it, but Brayden sent me emails and was like, make sure you ask about vocational aspects, which I think you touched on with the printing, but what else do you want to share about that part, or if you're recruiting?
Yeah, so we are just getting the ball rolling with this vocational aspect. We started about a month ago, and right now it's just been me and the other member of the G House. He's about my age. He's like 22, 23.
Oh, yeah, I didn't out you. How old are you?
I'm 23 as well.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Everyone's super young. You're 23 also. I mean, super fabulous. I just turned 54, so we're almost the same age. But
yeah, exactly.
Okay, so basically I could be both of your mothers since I have a 23-year-old. Okay. All right, so go on. Sorry, with your business.
So right now it's we have a lot of our equipment is in our garage. We have a printing machine. We have like a laser engraver.
Oh, you're legit doing the printing yourself.
We are.
I am loving this. Okay.
And so right now it's me and my roommate across the hall who has autism.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first started this, he was pretty hesitant. He doesn't like going into new spaces. He's mm-hmm. pretty quiet and kept to himself.
He talks and make jokes every day.
Oh, good.
He's gotten very comfortable. It's very exciting to see.
Last year, we saw his biome health.
She's saying they would only see, so he lives upstairs, and so yep. She would only see his legs because he would run upstairs before.
Okay.
But now he's hanging out with us. He gets really excited to work. It's awesome. He'll come when he knows. I work with him 10 a.m. to noon every day, and when he knows it's time to work, he'll just come and grab my arm, and he's like, we're going down to the garage. Let's go. Oh, he's cool. Doing a lot of the work independently. He's very tidy, and he loves to clean, so... He's always cleaning the garage, making sure everything's where it needs to be. And it's been such a huge help for me getting these orders out, because he's just on top of everything. And it's really cool to see his growth and how he's been able to kind of feel comfortable being himself. And it's it's not just, you know, in this workplace. I've taken him out to the grocery store and to a restaurant, which used would never have happened. And now he's really come out of his shell.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm already thinking, well, that's cool. You should, I know B3 Coffee has their different coffee places around town. Print up some swag or something fun and sell it at the farmer's market and, you know, go to where, oh, I'm so excited. So he can make things and then help to sell it. And
yeah,
that's great. So, and I love that you're starting in your garage. You're like a garage band, but you know, like how many didn't Microsoft, one of them, Microsoft started out of the garage, right?
I think Amazon did as well.
Amazon. Yeah. So, oh my gosh, the G-Day is, so we have a few minutes left. What other things do you want to share about, you're doing so much here in the area, right? So you've got your events, you've got your printing business, you're trying to push, I saw something about trying to get more, and you talked about this a little bit, more folks joining the direct support professionals. Now, you don't hire them, but what do you do? Like, if they are interested, do you, I can guess, but where do you send them? If they say, yes, I like this work, do you have linkages with different hiring programs?
We can definitely point them in the right direction of where to go. So right now I am technically a direct service professional. I am a caregiver for Ileana. I work with three different people, and it's all, it's through different services. And so it's, with kind of like our mission, it's getting them connected with our community of people that have disabilities who may need more direct service professionals. And so we can connect them directly with them and be like, here's how you start working with this person.
Sure. All right. We've got, there's like a whole bunch we'll talk about offline. Cause also I was like, okay, cause I have these partners with the, Division of Developmental Disabilities and other at the state level and other folks that work through our different Medicaid programs. So I literally have a call tonight with a group of folks at 5:30. So I'll be like, okay, again, the connector in me is like, I want you to meet this person and this person and this person. So we'll have fun connecting. And I love that you're trying to encourage more folks to go into the field. And then I'm thinking you also, since I see a lot of parents of children and adult children, so they're looking for more, do you have support groups or do you have outreach mechanisms for parents and other family members to learn about the programs? I mean, I'm just building your strategic plan right now. Like, there's so much outreach, but where are you prioritizing?
No, this
right
is
now?
All, you should come work at the G-Day.
I know, right? I am on this. I'm like, oh, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah, so I know for a while, they hosted a pizza night every week at the G House.
I love pizza. Okay.
For me, this pizza from the Pizza Factory.
The Pizza Factory. Well, you're going to have to get it from Amante's, which is right next door to our place. So I'm giving them a shout out. Where's the Pizza Factory?
In the
Carmel Mall,
yeah.
The new one. I mean, it's new to me because I've been here for 30 years, so it could be that it's been around for 2 or 3 years and I don't realize. Oh, okay, good. All right, I haven't tried that yet. I need to, sorry. okay.
Yeah, but with these pizza nights, I was not a part of this. This was before I moved here, but I was told about it. They would, you know, bring people over so they'd get to see the G House, see what it looks like, and then have pizza together and just talk about what the G House is, the mission behind it.
All right. Well, I'm getting on your listserv or whatever. I'll follow you on Instagram because I want to come for a pizza night. I want my friend and her son to come. Other things we have just in our few minutes left, I always like to ask a question about, given all you're involved with now, what gives you hope? You each get to answer this. What gives you hope for the future? That made you laugh. Ileana, you want to take that one? What gives you hope for the future?
Having more people be a part of the G-Day.
Yeah. I think a lot more people are going to be involved, hopefully by listening to this, but also you're just starting all your outreach work. And I know there's a group of people that are going to want to know more, and then a group of folks that are going to want to get involved. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Colby, what gives you hope for the future?
I was thinking about this earlier with the wristbands that we hand out.
Which I'm sporting.
Which, thanks you for rocking our merch. So our wristbands, they say promise, hashtag the G-Day. Mm-hmm. And that promise is to, one, have a good day for yourself, and two, to help someone else have a good day. And this like mentality has helped me out a lot personally. I put on this wristband every morning right as I wake up, and it's a good reminder to me, you know, I take care of myself first. I make sure that I'm having a good day. I'm doing the things that I need to do to take care of myself. And then it allows me to go out and take care of other people. And I think what gives me hope is just seeing the difference that, you know, these small actions that you take can make in people's lives. Building the connections that I have with Ileana and with everyone else at the G House, and seeing how much everyone's grown just in the past 2 or 3 months that I've been there, makes me very hopeful and very excited for the future.
Oh, I love that. And with all my work myself as a family caregiver, but with all my work in the caregiving community, I love that you take a moment, even more, of intentionality every morning to say, I want it to be a good day for myself. I want it to be a good day for the folks that I'm providing support with. But, oh, I love that. All right. Thank you so much, Colby Wilkinson. See, the time goes fast. And Ileana Horner, right? Thank you so much for coming on to the Aging Well Together show. And folks of all ages can become volunteers. I should ask, is there an age limit for the G-Day members?
Absolutely. No limits. There's absolutely no limits.
I love that. All right. So truly creating an inclusive community. For folks who want to learn more, make sure you go to their website, www.thegday.org. And you can also go to our Aging Well Together website on the Orange County Department on Aging website, www.orangecountync.gov/aging, so you can listen and learn more, and I'll make sure to put the website up. But really, Colby and Ileana, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Thank Braden for reaching out. And thank you to the WCOM studio for letting us have our great show, and always the Orange County Department on Aging for sponsoring the Aging Well Together show. And lastly, for listeners, thank you. Please make sure you are also going out and having a good day for yourself and for others. Take care. ¶¶